This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. Germany's President Christian Wulff has apologised for failing to disclose that he took a much criticised private loan from the wife of a wealthy businessman. Wulff said Thursday that he failed to realise how irritating the private finance arrangement was for the public. In his statement, the President said what may be legally correct may not be right. He added that he took the allegations very seriously but was not going to resign. He also said he had answered 250 individual questions about the loan and his personal affairs. Wulff also said that he regretted that he had to dismiss his official spokesman, Olaf Gelesica, without giving any more details. Opposition lawmakers say Wulff needs to do more to explain a €500,000 loan in 2008 to purchase a house, apparently at below market rates, when he was governor of Lower Saxony State. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has strongly condemned Thursday's attacks in Baghdad that left 67 people dead and urged Iraqi leaders to engage in dialogue immediately to address their differences. In a statement, Ashton said she deplores the loss of life caused by terrorists exploiting a fragile political situation. Explosions went off in 14 different locations targeting Shiite districts. Iraqi police suspect Sunni militants were responsible. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki vowed that the bombers would not be allowed to have any impact on the political process, while Parliament Speaker Osama al-Najafi condemned the attacks, which he said threaten national security. An advanced team from the Arab League has arrived in Syria ahead of deploying monitors who will assess whether Damascus is acting to end a 9-month crackdown on protests against President Bashar al-Assad's rule. A team of 12 diplomats and experts is to prepare the observer mission, which officially is to begin at the end of December. In Cairo, Sudanese General Mohamed Ahmed Mustafa al-Dabi arrived for talks at the League headquarters to be briefed on his role in leading the 150-strong observer team. Meanwhile, a human rights group claims that more than 6,200 people, including hundreds of children, have died in Syria's crackdown. France's National Assembly has approved a bill making it a crime to deny that Armenians suffered genocide at the hands of the Ottoman Turks during World War I. The bill, which punishes denial of genocide by a year's imprisonment and a fine of €45,000, was adopted by a large majority of parliamentarians after a nearly four-hour debate. To become law, it must be approved by the Senate. Turkey has recalled its ambassador from France. Armenians say up to 1.5 million Armenian citizens of the Ottoman Empire were either killed or died of neglect during the war. Ankara says between 300,000 and 500,000 Armenians died and argues that it was largely the result of unrest during the war following the invasion by Russian forces of eastern Turkey. President Dmitry Medvedev has used his State of the Nation address to call for a comprehensive reform of Russia's political system. The move is seen as an attempt to address calls for change by tens of thousands of protesters following the December 4th parliamentary election. 2 days ahead of a new mass rally, he proposed a range of reforms, including the resumption of direct elections of local governors. But in his last State of the Nation address before his expected handover of the Kremlin to Vladimir Putin next year, Medvedev warned that the authorities would not allow its biggest protest wave in years to destabilize Russia. There's been an oil spill near the coast of Nigeria, which is likely to be the worst to hit those waters in a decade. The slick from Shell's Bonga field has affected 185 kilometres of ocean near Nigeria's coast. Shell said the spill likely occurred as workers tried to offload oil onto a waiting tanker. And at least 13 people have died after 3 days of heavy rains caused floods in the economic capital of Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. Local officials say the death toll could rise amid reports of people missing and witnesses saying they had seen dead bodies in the rising waters. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.